Pepper Young's family. Pepper Young's family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. Mr. Brewster stopped by to tell the Youngs that he was definitely authorized to buy the Coronet Lake property. This is exciting enough in itself, but when Mary learned what the property was to be used for, that the organization Mr. Brewster represents plans to build a home for retarded children, well, she was almost beside herself with delight. You know, Mary Young just mentioned children, and she swings into action. Now her ideas are tumbling over each other. Couldn't she help organize the women in Elmwood and get together clothes and furniture and toys and help raise funds? And she runs on breathlessly. Mr. Brewster smiles at her enthusiasm.
Well, Mrs. Young, I certainly didn't expect to run into such cooperation and help as you seem ready to offer.
Well, you don't know Mrs. Young. When she goes into something, she goes into it with both feet.
Well, that's true, but so does my husband. I know he's enthusiastic about the idea, Mr. Brewster.
Well, now, what we need more than anything else right this minute is a manager who can pull this thing together. We're almost in the final stages of organization. In other words, now we've got the location, and we've got the lumber to put up the building. All we need is some additional money, and we're all set to go.
Uh-huh.
Now, Mr. Young, I understood you to say you might be open to an offer at present, didn't I?
Well, yes, that's right, Mr. Brewster.
If I can get the consent of my New York group, would you like to be engaged as a manager to take charge of raising this money?
Well,
it would be a paid job, of course. It couldn't be a very large salary.
Well, now, Mr. Brewster, I don't believe I could do it officially. I think unofficially would be much more effective. I mean, if we went around among our friends...
Now, Sam, that's nonsense. Well, of course you could do it officially.
Well, Mary...
If it's something you believed in. Well, you'd be the very person to raise the money because everybody in Elmwood loves you and knows you and trusts you.
Mr. Young, this wouldn't be a permanent job, of course. Yet I don't know what it might work into. If you feel like undertaking it, I'd only be too glad to suggest it to my people and see if they'll make you an offer.
Well, now, I don't mind anyone's making me an offer at any time. I can always turn it down, you know.
Well, he won't, Mr. Brewster. Not this offer. I know him. It's just the sort of thing he'd love to tackle.
All right, then. Suppose I go back and tell him that.
Well, it's a pretty interesting project to me, Mr. Brewster. I don't see how I can stand to lose anything by it, because if you buy the property and take over my tourist camps and engage me as a manager as well, I should say I'll be doing very well.
Oh, yes, Sam, it would be wonderful. Do try, Mr. Brewster, and tell him that my husband has been here all his life, and is loved and adored by everybody in Elmwood.
Well, Mayor.
You know, he was the mayor of Elmwood at one time, and people can't speak too highly of him.
Oh,
and you tell your people that he's just the right person to get the money together so we can bring these children here. And tell them, too, that I don't want any money for my part of the job, but that I do hope they'll let me be sort of a guiding spirit for the home and have all these children under my wing.
Thank you, Mrs. Young. I'll certainly tell them that. You know, it's a great piece of good luck for us that we met up with you and Mr. Young. I think we might almost say that we're underway now. It won't be long before I have approval to appoint you manager of our project, Mr. Young.
Well, Mr. Brewster, I'd have to know more about it, of course, and you'd have to know more about me. I realize that.
Well, you don't have to know a thing more about him. I can tell you all about him. He's the nicest man in the world, and the most honest and the most sincere.
Now, Mary...
If he undertook to raise this money, he'd do it with his whole heart and soul, Mr. Brewster. That's all you have to know about my husband.
I'm sure it is. Well, I'll get in touch with you in a day or two, Mr. Young, as soon as I've talked to New York.
Very well, Mr. Brewster.
But at any rate, whether you manage this or you don't, I'm sure of one thing. We're going to take over that property and take down the old Coronet House and get things started.
Well, I'll have the papers drawn up in the morning, Mr. Brewster,
and I'll have a check ready for you, Mr. Young, as a down payment on the contract.
Fine, that's
splendid.
Oh,
that's wonderful.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye,
goodbye.
Mr. Brewster. Oh, Sam, I just can't believe it. It's too wonderful. A home for retarded children. You know, I just can't wait to get it started.
Yes, honey, it seems almost too good. Too much luck at one time. Everything's happening at once.
I know, darling, but you can't have bad luck all the time. Not somebody like you.
Say, Mary, by the way, You certainly gave me a build-up. Kind of embarrassing.
I didn't give you half enough of a build-up. If I start talking to Mr. Brewster all day long about you, I still couldn't say all the things there are to say, Sam.
Oh, Mary.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
Hello, Mr. Young.
Oh, good.
Hello, Mrs. Young.
Hello, dear.
Did anybody call up for me?
No, Biff. Not a soul.
Gee, I wonder if she could have gone out to the airport.
You mean Gloria?
Yeah. I went by her house and she wasn't in, and gee, Mrs. Younger, she's gone out to see Pepper Fly. It's all over but the shouting.
Oh, part. I bet she hasn't gone out to see Pepper Fly, Biff. She's probably gone somewhere else. Oh, Biff, I'm going to call up your father.
Call Dad? What for?
Well, I want to ask him to do something for me. I want him to see a man in Chicago for me.
I'd like to speak to him, if you don't mind, Mr. Young, before you hang up.
Yes, I figured you would. A long distance, give me Leroy and Morris in Chicago. Yes, yes, you can call me back. My number is Elmwood 1113. Well, Biff, looks as if we got rid of the property up at Coronet Lake.
Yeah, you know, Mr. Young, it almost makes me want to take up flying.
What does?
Having Gloria fall for Pepper like that. Honest, Mr. Young, it just makes you sick when you think you've got someplace with a dame and she turns right around and gives you the air.
Well, I see you're not especially interested in the Coronet Lake property, Biff.
Well,
Sam, did you expect him to be?
No, I suppose not.
Well, sure I'm interested, Mr. Young. What about it?
Oh, nothing much, Biff, except that I think they've sold it.
Oh, gosh, that's fine. Gee, that's swell. How long do you think it takes to learn how to fly?
Oh, Biff. Excuse me. Hello. Oh, yes, yes. I want to speak to Mr. Curtis Bradley. Yes, Mr. Bradley. Elmwood calling.
And then right on top of everything else, Dad has to go and talk about going out to Chicago. Mr. Young, I'm not going, that's all.
Hey, wait a minute, Biff. I can't hear. Hello? Oh, is that you, Kurt? Yes, this is Sam. Yes, yes, I'm calling from Elmwood. No. Nothing's the matter. We're all fine, so you can relax. Yeah. Well, look, Kurt. I want you to do something for me. I want you to go and see Jeff Phillips, the one who owns this house, you know? Well, Kurt, look. I'm going to buy this house back. Yes, I said buy. B-U-Y. Well, I've got a job, Kurt. And something else. I think I've managed to get rid of the Coronet Lake property, huh? How about that? But look, I've got to get in touch with Phillips before some other people who were looking at this house buy it from under me. So you get over there, Kurt, will you, and see him right away? Yeah, well, just to secure the property for us. Well, thank you, Biff. Well, he's fine. He's right here. He wants to talk to you. All right, Biff, go ahead, but remember the rates between here and Chicago.
Yes, sir. Dad? Dad, listen. I don't want to come to Chicago. Well, why do I have to? Oh, but gee, Dad, have a heart. I mean, we're going to start school here next week, and why can't I stay here? The Youngs don't mind. Oh, Dad, sure I'm crazy about seeing it and all that, but Dad, don't you understand? Well, I mean, it's woman trouble. Oh, I mean, Dad, this may sound funny to you, but it isn't funny to me. There's a girl here, and she lives here, and... Well, I know, but I can't... Oh, honestly, I can't go away from her now. Not right away, not just when I feel the way I do. Oh, Dad, honest, it's a terrible thing to ask me to do now, and I wouldn't be able to... sleep if I were away from her, or eat or anything else, let alone do any schoolwork. Oh, okay, if you say I must, I must. Oh, okay, Dad, only you're breaking my heart. Goodbye. It says I gotta go. Excuse me, Mrs. Young, I'm gonna go out and try to find Gloria.
All right, dear.
Poor Biff.
What did Kurt say, Sam?
Oh, he said he's going to see Phillips right away and tell him we're going to buy the house.
Ben, I never thought we'd be able to buy the house back.
Oh, neither did I, honey. This is the biggest day of our lives. This is the day I've been waiting for a long time. When I could tell you that this house is going to belong to you from now on.
So Sam Young is on top of the world. Now that he can actually buy the house they're living in and keep it in the Young family for all time. And now a message from our sponsor. Next time, Kirk Bradley and Miss Nancy Wayne pay a call on Mr. Foote. Be sure to join us on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a modern drama production.